You cannot possibly give your best to anybody, be it your spouse, your children, whoever it is you're caring for, you know, your parents. You cannot possibly give your best if you are giving yourself your least. Meaning, if your tank is empty, your energy tank is empty, how are you going to pour into the lives of others? How are you going to respond to those crazy situations that come up with patience and with tact and not hurting perhaps the person you're caring for? Because, you know, I always say you never want to be hungry, angry, tired. These are all things that you have to really manage, because the second you start getting hungry, or you're angry, or you're tired, or you're not getting enough rest, these things will display themselves with those that you are closest to, be it those you're caring for or your immediate family. So you have to give yourself your best, because the healthier you are, the better you feel about yourself, the more you're going to pour into others, and you're going to do a better job at being a caretaker and not just getting by, but actually finding the joys of caretaking. Because I know that that may sound crazy, but, you know, I always like to go back personally for me to a time when I took care of my grandfather, and people would say, well, what joy was there in that? He was sick. You were always taking him to the doctor. But it gave me an opportunity. It gave me an opportunity to, number one, experience that cycle of life. You know, these are the same people that were taking care of us as we were young. So now it's our turn to take care of them. But it also gave me an appreciation for just for the stages of life. Because when you look at somebody you're caring for, you're going to be there someday too. And so take care of yourself. Hydrate. Get rest. Eat well. Because the more you do that, the better you're going to be at every single thing you ever do in your life.